got questions, ask the ocean. You have any question, ask the life itself, not me. Because nobody could be responsible for everything. Yes?
How should the foam-like form move without the wave? How should the dust rise to the zenith without a wind? Since you have perceived the dust, namely the form, perceive the wind. Since you have perceived the foam, perceive the ocean of creative energy.
Ah. Creative energy. There is a creative energy. We know that. Why? We don't know. How? We have started to know a little better, because now we know about the small one and the big ones. It's not only me on the earth. But if you have questions, question could be altered always about this and that and that. Yes.
Come, perceive, for insight in you avails. The rest of you is a piece of fat and flesh, a weft and warp.
Okay, let's go back. What is the question? He said, the question is about opinion, about what you could see, because you are two. One is the physical existence of you, which is a little bit different, just a little bit different of the donkey. What is your difference with the donkey? The donkey is alive, the donkey could die, you are the same, period. The only difference is the opinion. That one which is made by education, made by we, not by nature. The part which is made by nature is like the donkey here. So, yes, look at you. You are meat and the bone, and that's it. Like the donkey or like the elephant. The difference is we have personality, we have opinions. I could talk about Big Bang. A donkey could not talk about Big Bang because the donkey has no opinion about Big Bang, because Big Bang is not important to the donkey. It's important to me. This is what it is. Yes.
Your fat never increased the light in candles. Your flesh never became roasted meat for anyone drunk with wine.
This is the continuum of the joke of Rumi. They say, you are two part. You are the physical part and the spiritual part, mental part, right? Oh, by the way, your real existence is no good. Because when we are talking about the animals, we talk about what? We talk about their meat. You could use them. Your meat is no good, and you have no use like an animal. Therefore, there is only one important part of you, is your opinion, the way you see, the way you could understand. That's what we are talking about. Yes?
Dissolve the whole of this body in yours in vision. Pass into sight. Pass into sight. Into sight.
This is the poetry. This is repeating one word. It's like this. Darbazar in jumla tan rao darbazar. Forget about all of this. in our opinion, go to the opinion, go to the opinion, go to the opinion. Dar nazar ro, dar nazar ro, dar nazar. Because only that opinion is important. What is the importance of the beards of Rumi? Any importance? No. Did he shave? No, in his time there was no machine for this. Should we talk about it? No. Is he talking about it himself? No. Is that, forget it, the physical existence is not important. Is it? Look at this fellow who is the best scientist that everybody knows. He cannot even talk. He's sitting like this on a chair, right? Anybody cares about that? No. His opinion, his thinking, he is the best mathematician. Physical existence is nothing. You should understand that. Especially when you are in front of the mirror and doing all of this. You should understand this is not the important part of you. The important part of you is how you think, your opinion. Why? Because this part of you has no real role to play, and 50 years from now it's forgotten, it doesn't exist. But your opinion, look at it, we are looking at the opinion of this guy, right? This is what it is. This is the connection, this is the base of the existence of this cultural we. Yes?
One sight perceives 2 yards of the road. Mm-hmm. Another sight has beheld the 2 worlds and the face of the king. Between these twain there is an incalculable difference. Seek the eye salve, and God best knows the hidden things.
Yeah, suddenly that part is Arabic. Surmiju vannahu allam bissirar. Means look for that stuff which you put it in here and your eyes opens. Because we are talking about the vision. How do you see? And what do you see? The meal? Donkey. Bed? Donkey. All of the living stuff belongs to the donkey and you too. But it's another part of you, cultural part of you. That's what we are talking about. Yes?
Since you have heard the description of the sea of non-existence, continually endeavor to stand upon this sea. Inasmuch as the foundation of the workshop is that non-existence, which is void and traceless and empty.
This is what we have repeated several times. I believe it's never enough to understand that the factory which is building everything is non-existence. We understand the non-existence. Donkey doesn't understand non-existence. Donkey understands not being. Being here and not being. That's all. We understand the non-existence. Not as something which does not exist. We know that non-existence is the factory of existence. This existence magic stuff from hydrogen and oxygen, mixing them together and building all of this, is a part of existence. The other one is non-existence. Where was V2? Before we make it, there was no V2. There was no jet propulsion and all of that. But we looked at it, we found it, we made it, and we are using it, right? How? This is the other part, which is not the donkey, which is the human one. Yes?
All master craftsmen seek non-existence and a place of breakage for the purpose of exhibiting their skill.
Ah, this is something that you never think about it. Why? Because it happens, and you never thought about it. What is an inventor looking for? The most important stuff we do is invention, right? Okay. What is the motivation of an inventor? Looking for something that doesn't exist. Yeah, that simple. You never think about it because you don't want to invent. Oh, you want to learn about it and use all the inventions. What about you? And within all these inventions, which one is more important? This education. We invented this. We invented the language and writing. Therefore, we could read the ideas of a fellow more than 800 years ago. That's how it works, yes?
Necessarily, the Lord, the Master of Masters, his workshop is non-existence and nothingness.
This is that. We have repeatedly brought it out here to say, do you remember this? The Creator, you name it and you tell stories about it and all of that. What is it doing? Looking for non-existence and inventing it. This is the creation. So he, like an inventor, is looking at non-existence, not existence. Yes?
Wherever this non-existence is greater, in that quarter is the work and workshop of God. Since the highest stage is non-existence, the dervishes have outstripped all, especially the dervish that has become devoid of body and goods.
This is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the knowledge, invention, thinking, and all of that. And you see that you go higher and higher and higher, and the highest is where Creator is looking at, which is non-existence. Therefore, non-existence is the highest level. The fellow that we are talking about, the dervish, is the fellow who wants to be there, to go higher and higher and higher, and at the end you should be in non-existence. That's why the sixth step of these steps that we are talking about, the final step, is understanding non-existence, not being and not having. Yes?
Especially the dervish that has become devoid of body and goods. Poverty of body is the matter, not beggary. The beggar is he whose goods have melted away. The contented man is he who has gambled away his body.
This is the trick. He said, look at two people. One is you. When we talk about not having, suddenly you think about what you have and you have to lose all of this. No good for